Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and my co-host, and each and every one of you for tuning in to the AlfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. On tonight, we're going to have our Needs and Wants segment. So if you have not already done so, please get out something to write with. That would include paper and pencil or pen, because we will need that. And be sure to just positive attitude and just continue to uplift and magnify who God is, who Jehovah is. Amen. Amen. So we're going to have a great time. We're on Psalms 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good. His loyal love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his loyal love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his loyal love endures forever. He alone does great wonders, for his loyal love endures forever. He skillfully made the heavens, for his loyal love endures forever. He spread out the earth over the waters, for his loyal love endures forever. He made the great lights, for his loyal love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his loyal love endures forever. The moon and stars to rule over the night, for his loyal love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9 of the Watchtower. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy and sanctified word. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask, will something be said or done that will edify and magnify who you are? We ask, will we continue to keep you in our care and continue to help our eyes to be lifted up, because all of our help comes from you. Bless our ears to hear the revelation, and bless us to speak the word of our Master, of our Father. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity on this platform. We ask that you continue to help us to create in us a clean heart and an open mind, Lord. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to help us and bless us, Heavenly Father, and would you bless something to be said or done on this ministry that would encourage or empower someone. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And we are preparing now. I'm going to give you at least a minute to go grab your paper, grab your pen or pencil, call somebody, tell somebody that the AlfridaLoveShow.com is on, StellarGospelMusic.com is on. Amen. And so I'm going to give you about a minute. So grab all your things and get ready and get into a comfortable place, get into a good place, because we are going to really be in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're listening to the AlfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with the love. Be sure to get something to write with and get in a great place. I'll be right back in just a second. As you're getting something to write with, make sure that you're in a good place, comfortable place. Mm-hmm. And if you need the phone number, it is 347-843-4981, 347-843-4981. Also, you can go online and go to AfritaLoveShow.com or StellarGospelMusic.com, and you can click on, when you go to AfritaLoveShow.com, just click on one of the buttons at the top that says AfritaLoveShow.com, and it will take you right to the particular radio stations. Or you can go to StellarGospelMusic.com and go to the radio, Love Radio. Okay. All right. So, you have something to write with. My journal says, "For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." I want to say that again. "For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." Psalm 105. Amen. Psalm 105. So, what I want you to do on your piece of paper is to go ahead and draw that cross that Jesus hung on. Amen. Then go ahead and draw that railroad track. Make it a railroad track. Draw another straight line right across. Okay. And I want you, those lines that intersect, which means they come together in the middle, I want you to put a black dot, kind of like you're tying a knot. So the line, right, it's going up and down, that's going north and south, that line, I want you in the middle to put a dot where those two intersect. So you should have a dot on each side, kind of like a tug-of-war rope, but you're going to have a knot on each side. Okay? All right. In the first quadrant or the first box, I want you to put add. You can put a plus sign if you want to. The second box, I want you to put multiply, which is the neighbor. Put multiply, and you can put an X. Then the box under add, I want you to put balance. We talked about the balance being, if you remember, we talked about being balanced. Then we talked about power. We don't have any power. It's God's power. What do you want God to put his power on? Then we talked about prayer. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. Everybody needs prayer. And then we talked about blessing. What do you want God to bless you with? What are you working on at this particular time in your life? Okay? All right. Now, I'm going to briefly go over these particular domains. When we talk about adding, what do you want God to add in your life? God says the doors, the portals of heaven are open. So you can pretty much put down anything in this box. But I'm going to tell you this. Whatever is in the will of God, you will receive. Now, when you're putting things in these boxes, make sure that you're including your family and your friends and, of course, yourself. Don't get so selfish where everything in the box is just about, because it's not just about you. You are important. You matter. But we also have to make sure that we're intercessories for those individuals who may not hear the ministry, those individuals who may not be ready to accept Jehovah, accept the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. So don't be selfish, okay? Be sure to not only put what you want added in your life, but put it for your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, your church members, those individuals. We talk about multiply. Anytime we talk about multiply, I tell people to think about twins, double. What do you want God to give you double of? What do you feel like you lack? Some people lack happiness. Some people lack joy. Some people feel that they lack God's favor. What do you want more of? Okay. Then we talk about balance. I told you about the balance beam. All this is building on each other. And I said that when you get on a balance beam and you have someone else on that balance beam, right, and they decide, I'm going to jump off, right, then you're going to hit, boom, the bottom. But if you have the Lord and Savior and you keep the Lord and Savior in your life, you will be balanced, right? So when the going gets tough and all those people jump ship, you'll still be balanced. Amen? So in our lives, how do we want God to balance us, whether it's our ministries, our families, it's our careers, it's our perseverance, it's our compassion? How do we want God to balance us, okay? Then we talk about the power. There's power in life and death. God says that nobody can touch his power. What is a situation that keeps you up at night? What is a situation that is making you angry? What is it that you want God to put his power on? Now, if you're still talking about a situation that happened that you focused on last week, God says that those things passed away, and behold, new things are coming. So if you want God to put his power on something before you get there, or put his power on something before he blesses you, then go ahead and make your request known. If you feel like this is your season and God has promised you a blessing, then ask God, whatever that blessing is, put your power on it, because we walk by faith and we don't walk by sight. And so God is going to bless, so we might as well go ahead and put it in the box of power. Whatever you're doing, Lord, in this season, I want your power to be on it. Lord, whatever you're doing within my ministry, I want your power to be on it. Lord, whatever you're doing with our business, I want you to put your power on it. Then we talk about prayer. Amen. Everybody needs prayer, and I want you to be specific. I want you to put yourself, of course, and your family and your friends and your coworkers, but I want you to put those individuals that you don't know as well, those individuals especially who are missing. And you have to excuse me because my computer is updating. Okay, that may come on several times. But anyways, old things passed away, and behold, all things are coming new. So, yes, so we want to make sure that when we talk about prayer, that we're praying for each and every person. Then we talk about the blessing. What do we want God to bless us with? What do we need from God? What is it that we need from God at this time? Amen. And so what blessing? And remember, we're not only focusing on ourselves, right? We're also focusing on our neighbors and coworkers and those individuals. It's not just about us. Amen. It's all about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's all about Jehovah. Amen. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and begin to play the music. And I want you to really think about it, and God's going to give us something. If for some reason the music starts to act up, we're still going to carry on. But I want you to write, and I want you to be sincere, and I want you to really expect these things to happen, because when we're in the presence of God, great things happen when we're in the presence of God. When we're in the presence of God and have the opportunity to spend time with God and have the opportunity to spend time with so many people all across this world, it's an excellent, excellent feeling. And so I want you to take time. I want you to take advantage of this particular moment that we have, okay? And when you take time with this moment, I want you to really ask God for what it is, because God is getting ready to do some new things. And I don't want you to become discouraged or despondent. God says when one door closes, he says 10 more open. Amen. And so many times I just want you to pray about whatever. Pray about it. Let God lead and guide you, because he can never make a mistake. And so you have to let the past go, and it's time to move forward. You know, God says there's more to life. There are people who are depressed for whatever reason that you're depressed for, and people are taking their lives, and God says there's more to it than just one avenue. If you think that it's only one avenue to get to where you need to be, then you are mistaken. And if someone has told you that, then they're wrong. If you think that there is only one fish in the sea, then you're wrong. Amen. So we have to be able to understand the direction that God wants us, and we have to be obedient, and we have to surrender to God and say, Lord, whatever it is, we can't push the force of God. We can't push God, away. We have to say, Lord, I surrender, and we have to do it willingly. Amen. Because God is not going to force us to love him. He's not going to force us to follow him. But when we do those things, then we will see that the portals of heaven opens up, and we will see the doors begin to open up. So it's not the end of the world after all. Amen. And when God blesses you to find that out and realize that it's more fish in the sea, it's more ways than one, then you become more eager and curious to find out what those routes are. Amen? Amen. So whatever it is, let it go, and we're going to move forward. Amen? Putting the same thing on this piece of paper every single Monday, or in this case Tuesday, right? Do not do that. Once we get put it on this paper and give it to God, it's done. It's finished. We're going to give it to God, and we're going to let God deal with it. We're going to let God handle it, and he's going to make it right because we serve a God of truth. So we're not going to put all this negative stuff on here. Subtraction, that's been out, that's been thrown out. You know, we're not going to do it because we don't have any room for it. Our lives are all about Jehovah, all about God, all about Allah. And when you focus, when you're focused on that particular aspect, then everything's going to be all right. But when you start focusing on the negativity, then that's when your life becomes miserable. Amen? Amen. So we're going to listen to Brother Dappy Keys. I love you, Lord, today, and there is none like you. You are listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. We're going to write for at least a good, maybe 6 or 7 minutes, and then God's going to give us an encouraging word. Then I'm going to give you an announcement, and be it your great night. Thank you so much for staying up with me on tonight. All right. And so if you're still writing, that's fine, but I want to share something with you. When you are looking at this particular timetable or in the square, and you see that there is a connection, and I say this every time, but there is a connection, and God says that he's holding on to you tight. And the tighter you hold on to our Lord and Savior, Jehovah, the tighter we hold on to God, that's the tighter he holds on to us. God does not force us to come unto him. He does not force us to love him. And so if you feel like you're out of the ark of safety, you have to pray unto God, because you have to be ready to surrender unto Jesus, surrender unto Jehovah, Allah, El Shaddai, Elohim. You have to be ready. But God says that no matter what we go through in life, he says he always holds us together. He says everything is held together because he has the power to do so. You notice it's between balance and power. And God says he's holding us up. And because he's holding us up, he says he's put his power, placed his power over everything. That includes your need for more joy, your need to see every day as a new opportunity, your need to continue to go on, your need to bless your family and bless those who are going through sickness. God says that power lies within you because God gives it to you, and he's holding us together. Make a fist, and that's how tight as you can. And God says there is nobody on earth that will be able to separate us, because he's holding us tight. He says there is nothing in life that could possibly come between the love that he has for each and every person who's listening to me right now. And it's not because you're on this ministry. That's not it. It's because it's true. And this is the revelation of God. He says nothing shall separate our love, Jehovah, our love for God. And so each and every day when you get up, right? You can undo your fist. Each and every day when you get up, we come to God, hold out the palm of your hand, and we say, Lord, I come as an empty cup, and I ask that you fill it with joy, love, positivity, success. Bless the meditation of my spirit to be parallel to yours. And so every morning is new. And we have the opportunity to add. I asked God, I said, there has to be a transfiguration. God brings in new people. He multiplies the blessings. He multiplies the doors. God says you're going to be on all types of platforms. You're going to be able to reach all types of people. He says, but there has to be a balance, because so many people want to hear. And because of our desire to give, he says his power has to balance. Then he talks about the prayer and the blessings. God says, no matter what, he says, I'm going to take care of who and what belongs to me. And so if you are that person who is worried about whatever, God says there's always more than one way. But you have to pray to God, because he says, I am the way. Jehovah says, I am the way, the truth, and the light. And we have to trust God. And we have to depend on God. God has done so many things, great things, between yesterday and today, that I thought today was Thursday. But that's the type of God, that's the type of Jehovah that we serve. That's the type of Allah that we serve. And so continue, as I said before, remain in whatever God has called you to do, whether it's singing, praise, dancing, getting on the ministry, encouraging somebody, smiling at somebody, whatever it is that God has given you, continue to do it. Don't let anything or anyone on this earth separate you from the love of God, from the love of Jehovah. Because everybody don't know who that is. But you do. We do. God says, I'm holding you tight. There's a song that I play that says, draw me close unto you. God says, I'm holding you tight. And God says, I'm never going to let you go. And that's a promise. And he says, because of that, he says, the Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not want. And so whatever it is that you need on tonight, whether it's happiness, whatever it is, ask. God said, it shall be given. If you lost something, lost someone, he says, seek, and you shall find. If you can't find an open door, he says, knock, and the door shall be open. That's the scripture, but that's the revelation on tonight too. And so in this season, you have to continue to move forward. You can't worry about the chitter chatter. You have to continue to move forward, because this is very strategic, and our steps are by the Lord. And so we have to keep moving forward. We want to pray over everything that the Lord is getting ready to bless us with. We want to pray over everything. And we ask that God continue to bless us to give the word of God, the word of Jehovah. And God is getting ready to do some new things, new people, new places, new horizons. And come to the realization that there is more than one way. Once you come to that realization, you will have motivation. And I tell people that in conferences, motivation is intrinsic, yes, but it's also extrinsic, in which someone tells you, someone shows you that there's more than one way to make it. There's more than one way to be successful. Dorothy had to follow the yellow brick road. Amen. Because the yellow brick road was the only way home. But with God, God says there are many yellow brick roads. And it's up to you if you're going to try to discover them. That's called motivation and determination. You have to be determined. You can't let this world define you. Because as I said before, everybody's not saved. Everybody's not right. Everybody's not fair. Everybody's not this. We can go on and on. But God is. And so we have to continue to keep our eyes on the prize. Amen. But I want you to know on tonight, as you listen, as you get ready for work, some of y'all are so dedicated, as you get ready to make this night shift, that God is holding tight. He says, I'm never going to let you go. And so we claim everything that we put on this paper, write the vision and make it plain. Everything we put, we claim it. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening on tonight to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE or EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love for you all to listen to the ministry. I would love to have each and every one of you on the ministry, whether it's gospel artists, artists, writers, actors, actress, psalmist, published TV host. I would love to have you on this particular ministry. In addition to that, make sure that you're praying for all of your family members. When you pray for all of your family members, you put them all in one line and you pray for them one by one. And then do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. Why? Because the prayer of the righteous avails much. And so we must pray one for another when at all times we have to pray. In addition to that, I want you to make sure that you go to AlfredaLoveShow.com. On the first page, of course, you will see a link for tutoring. Amen. If you know anybody who needs online tutoring, especially help with writing papers or things like that, then please refer them to me. Also, schools, organizations, businesses who need consulting or professional development training, email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. We're open for trainings. We're open for conferences. We're open for anything that causes speaking concerning education or history or science. We're open. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to listen to the AfricaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Make sure that we're praying for our youth. A lot of our youth are missing. I did not realize that every time I look up, somebody is missing. So we need to pray one for another, pray for our youth. We need to pray for ourselves as well. And we need to continue to pray to God that he will continue to lead and direct our paths. In addition to that, please make sure that you check daily on the website and on the Facebook page, because we have a lot going on, a lot of things that's happening, great things that's happening in the city and out the city and around town. And we will be speaking at some conferences and things of that nature. God is good. As we prepare to continue to walk on our journey, I ask that each and every one of you continue to trust in God with all your heart, lean not into your own understanding, acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he shall lead and direct your paths. Some great things are going to happen, and we're going to have some great testimonies to share. And it is actually 450 individuals on this line right now. And as I said before, any time that you want to chime in or speak, please feel free to do so. As I said before, do not entertain foolishness. None of that. That's the Satan. So you keep walking and you continue to trust in God. And as I said before, God revealed there is more than one way in your life. There are so many avenues that you can travel. And he talked about, he reminded me of a poem that we learned in high school about Robert Frost. Robert said that there were two roads that diverged. Sorry, I could not travel both and be one traveler long I stood. And God says that you have so many paths, but you're going to have to, we're going to have to pray unto God and say, Lord, any way you bless me, I'm satisfied. Matter of fact, tonight I put that on the journal. Any way you bless me. You have to get to the point where you trust God and you surrender your life unto God and say, Lord, take it. Whatever you want me to do, whoever you want me to connect with, whatever platforms you want me to stand on, whoever you want me to serve, I'm ready. And that's the type of people God is looking for. But it takes some time for you to just relinquish everything to God. But God has to work on your, I'm going to be very honest, God has to work on your heart first. He has to work on the way we think. And once God does that and he transforms us into a new creature like he did Saul, then God says, are you ready to surrender unto me? And you say, yes, Lord, I'm ready to surrender unto you. Let thy will be done. And that's where I'm at right now. And that's why I say I'm at a good place. Because whatever God wants to do, whatever Jehovah wants to do, let's do it. I'm game for it. Amen? Amen. And so we have to let the Lord lead us and guide us. Whether you're young, whether you're seasoned, whether you're a baby, you have to let the Lord lead you, because we all need our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We all need Jehovah. And I ask God, I say, Lord, I want to reconfigure my circle. I said, I want people who love Jesus and Jehovah as much as I do. I need to be around people who, and that's who I'm around, but I want to reach out and I want people to whoever God strategically places, that's what we accept. Amen? And I'm talking about our hearts. You know, you never know what life will bring you. You never know what will happen in life and who you'll meet in life. You just don't know. You just live from day to day. But every person that you encounter, every person you encounter is a blessing. But there are some people who are seasonal individuals that come into your life. And there are some people that God ordains to be with you every step of the way, or you with them, because you're an encourager. And so you have to discern between seasonal and permanent. That's what God is speaking. He said there are going to be some seasonal people in this journey. He says because seasonal people teach you a lesson. Permanent people are with you in that lesson, and that is true. Amen? And so going down life's highway, we have to continuously pray unto God. Continuously. This is not a time where we listen to the naysayers, the chitter-chatters, those individuals who think they know and they just don't. We don't have time for that. We're on a mission. God is getting ready to take us somewhere. He's getting ready to do something, and we have to be ready for it. But we can't prepare if we're too busy listening to the world, if we're too busy listening to those who think they know God and they really don't. So therefore, because of that, we have to continue to be about the work and the will of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't let anybody talk you out of your anointing, you know, because they don't know. You know, if somebody talks you out of your anointing, then that's your own fault. God says, I gave you that anointing. Don't let nobody talk you out of it. Don't let nobody discourage you. Don't let nobody make you feel like they're so perfect and you're not, because that's a lie, and says the Lord, right? So whatever you do, remain encouraged. Remain encouraged and continue to trust in Jehovah. Continue to trust in God with all of your heart. And continue to be about the Father's business. Remain on your assignment. Don't force anything. God's going to take care of you regardless. Amen? Amen. And so we have to be about the Father's business. And we pray for different businesses and organizations that God has authorized. We pray for each platform that we're going to stand on to speak. We pray for each person who's going to be in the presence. We thank you for each event planner. We thank you for each person who's going to come on the ministry. Those who are listening, we thank you. And we thank God Jehovah for everybody. Amen? Amen. So, we're to the point now where we are due to have a guest on tomorrow, God's will, but I have to confirm it. If we do not have a guest, we will have our top 15 Billboard gospel artists. And as I said before, God's will, on Friday, we will have a day in which you can listen to some of the shows you missed. Then, of course, on Saturday, we'll have Pastor Redding. She's going to come and talk about her ministry and things that she has going on as far as music and all that good stuff. But I'm going to confirm with this one particular guest, who's also a TV host. And then, if not, we will go ahead and have our top 15 Billboard on tomorrow. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com, StelloGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I want to thank you for just loving God, loving Jehovah the way that we're supposed to love, and loving people the way that we're supposed to love. And remember to stay on your mission and remain focused. You can't worry about the world and their thoughts. You have to continue to remain on your assignment. Continue to remain on your mission. Amen? Amen. So come back on tomorrow, and if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love that you have because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow. Take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.